Wanted to get to this as well. It is called the Healthy Streets Operations Center, and it's been approved by Edmonton City Council. So the hub is an effort between the city, the police, social agencies, and emergency response to help improve conditions in Edmonton's Chinatown. Now, the city has allocated $15.2 million for police and peace officers, community safety liaisons, and firefighters, along with equipment for 2023 and 24. So this expands on what was put in place, that ops center that was put in place as part of the city's safety net or the safety plan that was announced after Hung Trang and Ban Phoc Hoang were killed in Chinatown in May. Christina Trang is the daughter of Hung Trang, who was killed in Chinatown in May. She joins us this afternoon. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Want to start by expressing my sincere condolence for your family's loss in May.
Thank you. It's been tough since.
No, without a doubt. Christina, I want to talk to you about some of the things that you've seen over the past number of months, but I'm curious if we can go back just a little bit in time. Your dad's shop was in Chinatown. Tell me how you saw that community change over the past number of years.
You know, growing up as a little girl, I remember Tony speaking at his service and seeing how my dad showed up there for the job, and I was in my dad's arm. I was one. That's probably 33 years ago. And he's been there since.
Wow.
Till the day.
And over those years, you witnessed a dramatic decline in the situation in Chinatown, didn't you?
Yeah, it used to be quite vibrant, and we used to run around Chinatown and, you know, go to visit different stores. We would visit my dad at work all the time.
And when you see it now, what goes through your mind?
You know, going there now, it's a completely different feeling. Sometimes we're even scared to get out of the car.
Since your dad's death, Christina, there's been an effort by the city to make changes to get that hub started up, that center to provide, you know, police and, you know, services to the area. Yesterday, City Council announced funding for it to continue through 2023, through 2024. Your thoughts on that move?
It's definitely a great start in trying to create a safer community, especially for all the community members in Chinatown. It's a way of starting to give Chinatown some light that, you know, somebody is trying to help and create a safer community for them.
Christina Trang joining me this afternoon. Christina, there's been a lot of finger pointing between the city and the province about who should be doing what. Let's, you know, stay away from that at this point. But yesterday, as I mentioned, that funding for the hub was announced. What more? Let's start with this one though. What more would you like, or should, or would you, do you think that the city should do to help that community? What else is needed?
I'm not sure who it is really, and I don't want to be pointing any fingers because really I'm not too, I don't understand all the politics, but, you know, I feel like maybe there needs to be more work done so that we have a better justice system. I feel that it's quite broken, and that just created a lot of gaps in the system, and things are constantly being missed or dropped.
Yeah, you know what, Christina, when we were talking earlier today about that, and, you know, in the justice system, of course, out of, I think, you know, the city's hands, but there was a lot of questions surrounding the circumstances that led to the suspect in your dad's murder. being in Edmonton, and you talk about the justice system and the need for change. I mean, it must have been, as you're learning details and learning more details, just a complete head scratcher for you about how that happened.
And I'm still trying to find answers.
Are you finding any of them?
I think right now, all we can do is wait for the investigations and what comes out of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a long road ahead for your family and for the family of the other man that was killed that day. Christina, what is your hope in the long run for Chinatown? What is your hope for that community?
You know, I would hope that I was lucky enough to witness the once vibrant Chinatown we had, and I hope that the generations that come after can witness that too and actually experience that and not be used to what we have right now.
Before I let you go, what is the hope for your family and for the family of the other victim while you navigate this system? I mean, as I said, there's a long road ahead for you all.
There is. We are doing our best every day, I want to make sure my dad is honored and make sure that, you know, there's something that we can do to make the necessary changes needed so that no other family has to experience this.
Well, you continue to use your voice, Christina. I know interviews like this aren't easy, and having to bring this up, but I know that you're living with it every single day. So I appreciate you making the time for us this afternoon, and I'm wishing all the best for you and your family as you move forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shaylee.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.